Dunderkirk Elliott, some stations don't carry this first five. I'm going to ask you what all this news means, what's coming next when we come back, but a lot of folks are tuned in now as well. What are some of these other graphs? The divergence story in retail, the FRED graph you sent me, David Stockman on the mother of all housing bubbles. We've got a lot to cover here, so let's start going through this.
Yeah, so personal savings rate. This is all part of the economic slowdown that we're talking about here, right? So personal savings rate, if you look at that chart, it's like cratered. It's as low as it's ever been, which means what? People save money when they have excess capital at the end of the month. When they have none, it's terrible, right? But it's actually negative, right? So when you look, why? Because people are using the excess on their credit cards as their savings rate. And right now, there's $1 trillion of credit card debt outstanding in America. And when, let's say you had $20,000 on your credit card and you have another $10,000 that you can have access to, right? Because you have a $30,000 limit. They're using that excess $10,000 as a savings rate. That's not savings. That's a loan. That's ultimately going to be debt if you dig into that. So you see that kind of stuff happening. David Stockman, one of the most brilliant guys that I've ever read, he was Reagan's budget director. So he's not talking about Alex Jones' budget or Kirk Elliott's budget. They were just he's talking about the budget of the United States. It's massive. So he always knows the source of funds, the use of funds, the makeup of all the spending, the makeup of all the revenue. He understands all of that. And his forecasts throughout history have been so accurate. Well, what did he say now? That we are in store for the mother of all real estate collapses, like the big one, right? So bigger than 2009. 2009 was subprime lending. Why does he say that it's so bad this time? Well, because the affordability of houses is at an all-time low. It's like, I've said an all-time low a couple times on this show. Personal savings rates, all-time low. You know, capital gains rates that Kamala wants, all-time high. Affordability of homes, all-time low, which means your mortgage payments now are close to the max, where people don't have anything left as of their income that they make. The mortgage payments are more the majority of that now. I remember when I was fresh out of college, or fresh out of grad school, I was vice president of a mortgage company. And back then, when we would give out mortgage loans, you had to have one third. You had the mortgage payment could only be one third of your income.
Now they're going to give illegal aliens $150,000 free as a grant and $30,000 in other liberal states.
Yeah, it's free. I mean, this is insane. So we're expecting a huge, massive collapse. And so sometimes I get a lot of negative comments, or because Kirk, you say that silver is going up and it's down 84 cents today. It's like, okay, well, I hate to tell you, but you're wrong. Silver is doing really well. You look at where it was 4 months ago, it was at 22. Today it's at 28. That's up over 30%. You look at where it was in 2022, you know, 2 years ago, it was $17.97. Today it's $28. You look where it was in 2020, it was $11.91 an ounce. Today it's $28, right? So this is amazing growth. And I want everybody, but people tend to look at the negative. They tend to look at the one down day and forget about the massive growth that we're seeing. This is what I want everybody to experience, is the growth in one of the safest markets that we have, given the political conditions that we're living through.
Well, you're totally dead on. So let's come back at the rest of this news and give us your take, as you've been dead on. What is going to unfold next and the timeline? Are you changing any of your forecasts, or is it still continuing on? You've been right so far, but are you changing your trajectory up or down in the economy? We're Dr. Kirk Elliott, Straight Edge. We're learning more now as we get closer. Stay with us. We'll be right back in 60 seconds.